This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I don't think President Trump really fears what foreign governments are going to read in the book. He fears what the American people are going to read.
All right, that's the voice of Dr. Bolton, who was part of the Trump administration and now is writing a kiss-and-tell book, if you want to call it that. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as we kick off yet another week and continue down this path here on the show where we're talking about the coronavirus, some hot spots, mask on, mask off, what some of the governors are saying. Those who previously weren't as concerned, now much more concerned. The Trump Tulsa rally and K-pop sabotaging it, the fans who jumped all over social media and faked many, many, many of what would have been people who would have showed up. In other words, they registered for the tickets, which then prompts people to say, like Corey Lewandowski, who ran the campaign of our former, or our friend, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, and Donald Trump, and many, many other successful political campaigns, never overpromise and underdeliver. But that's not what they were expecting. Rows of empty seats at the rally in Tulsa, plus two of the Trump team test positive for the virus after the rally. There were five that did beforehand, and there were temperatures being taken. There were plenty of people without masks, but plenty with them as well. Seemed like kind of a split crowd, if you ask me. There were 6,200 to 6,500 people that were there in the arena that seats 19,000 people in Oklahoma. Let's start with the nemesis now of the president and his book, and that's John Bolton, because if you check your Twitter feed, he's all over it. The former, again, confidant of the president's, who comes up with the tell-all book, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was one of those who reacted. He was on Sean Hannity's show and said that he was left out of meetings, John Bolton, because he was leaking, or he would twist things, or he would flat out lie. Pompeo said the president and others, myself included, had to chop him out of meetings. And based on what he said he's seen in the book, there's a lot of falsehoods, there's a lot of lies contained there. And he said that it's dangerous. He compared him to National Security Agency whistleblower Ed Snowden. I don't know if Ed Snowden would like to be compared to John Bolton. What's interesting about Bolton, I've already said this, in the case of this book, make no mistake about it, lots of people write these kinds of books. I'm not fact-checking what Bolton says he saw, what he didn't see, that kind of thing. It's that he got millions in advance. You have to write controversial things. He wrote some of the saucy things that happened in the White House, some of them true, some of them exaggerated, some of them who knows, we don't know, right? And the bottom line is the timing is perfect. If I'm the editor, that's when you publish the book. And so that's what's happened here. The publishing part of it is the timing is exactly right. So there are those that are jumping all over this and saying that this is a real, real risk to the president. And there are others that are saying, never mind, this is the least of the worries of the president of trying to sink his reelection more. It's about the COVID attack, the pandemic, the economics that are happening in the country, and a slew of other things that would stack up much higher than John Bolton's book. And I agree with that. The focus on John Bolton and knocking down the book, I would say, if I were the campaign manager for the president's reelection campaign on the other side of this, I would say, yeah, fine, try to squash it. If it doesn't get squashed, just move on, because the bigger concern is what's in your wallet. And we all know, if you go back in our history, some of the most revered presidents and some of the most disliked presidents, ultimately, let's face it, it comes down to the do-re-mi. When people are struggling, they're out of work, they can't pay their mortgage, they're trying to figure out how to hustle a bunch of gigs up, that's when the silver lining is nowhere to be found, and that's where votes leak out in the opposite direction. So apparently the president, of course, was not happy, did not really express that about the empty seats. Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of Donald Trump, they were furious over, again, the botched amount of people that showed up, partially because they were hoodwinked, at least that's the way it looks, in all those fake registrations. Who knows if it would have been jammed or not. I mentioned the campaign staffers who attended the rally testing positive for the coronavirus. So two members of the advance team who went to the rally on Saturday definitely tested positive. And now that brings the number all totaled, because you throw in some throw in some Secret Service guys, and you're up to eight who have tested positive. The two Secret Service officers who were detailed, they were sent out ahead of time, and they tested positive before the Saturday event. So to me, the bigger thing isn't what Corey Lewandowski, the Politico, and the former campaign manager for Donald Trump and for so many others, what he says about under-promising and over-delivering. I think it's about why have the event in the first place when you know there's a risk of COVID-19. Why put yourself in that situation? And look, your staff members, a handful of them test positive. There were some precautions, but people weren't told they had to wear masks, so there was no enforcement of mask wearing. And what happens if more of that opens up to the crowd that was there? 6,500, 6,200, whatever it was, still a lot of people at that rally that were jammed together. They were excited and screaming and yelling and taking selfies with the president in the background, all that kind of stuff that you would imagine they would do because they were there to see him. They were excited about the rally. And in normal times, fine, but think about what happens when you're around people that are not social distancing, don't give a crap about a mask, and you're in the middle of that crowd. That's what I would say would be the bigger thing than what Lewandowski says. Bottom line is, moving on to another rally, we'll see what happens leading up to that and what these future rallies look like in light of what happened in Tulsa. Guarantee stacking the deck with the advanced people and the registrations, that will take a much different turn so that they're not hacked into, which turned out to be a lot of young people who were pretty psyched that they juked the Republicans and really the president and his campaign team into thinking that that place was going to be overflowing with maybe a million people there. So they even had an overflow stage set up, but they didn't need it, of course. Coming up on the flip side, COVID-19, we have the death odometer, hate to say it, those that recovered, and two different governors' reactions to what's happening in their area.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Some of the larger settings that have a more massive spread of COVID-19, there is an increased use of requiring masks, whereas in other areas of the state, there is no requirement of wearing masks because there is either no COVID cases or very few COVID cases.
All right, so it's interesting, coronavirus, COVID-19, where are we? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, the death odometer, I hope it hasn't touched your door, but 122,000 people have died in the U.S. Recovered, the numbers shooting up a little bit, 733,000. Confirmed cases, 2.36 million. I'll throw in the worldwide number, 471,000 people have died, 4.49 million have recovered. Confirmed cases over 9 million, inching closer to 9.5 million. You just heard there the governor of the great state of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott, who was saying and trying to make common sense of it. He's trying to say, listen, it's disturbing, this unacceptable rate that we're seeing, and I'm not requiring the mask. I know some people think wearing a mask is inconvenient or an infringement on freedom, but I know it's going to keep Texas open. I know it's going to keep it open. So you heard there where he's talking about areas are different, but he says if the positive test rate or hospitalization rates increase too much, there are strategies to reduce them without having to close down the Texas economy. He, like the president, very concerned about shutting down the economy because every day they are flooded with frantic calls at his office and his mansion, really, is where he is now, where the governor lives in Austin, Texas. And emails and everything else you can imagine by people who want to work and say they are going to die if they don't work. It's that life, work, money balance, crazy thing that the pandemic has caught us up in. The governor said in the last 4 or 5 days, hospitalizations have averaged more than 3,200 a day in Texas, which is incredible because it was an area where it seemed like it was tamped down. So it has not gone away. And I know what's happening is there's sites to check restaurants, and restaurant workers are getting it, and then other people are going to parties and thinking, oh, it's fine, it's no worry, and then they spread it to someone else. We get it. We know how this thing rolls. So he's not requiring everyone to wear the mask in public, but he says there needs to be different rules throughout the vast geography of the state, which is, again, what you heard. There's 254 counties. And in Houston, it's a nightmare. I wouldn't step one toe out of my house without a mask on in Houston because I don't want to give it to someone else. I don't want them to give it to me. But Houston is awful. It may be like ground zero in Texas. It's certainly not the only place, but it is one of the worst. Some place that used to be a hot spot is a place where I grew up. I say that the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, and for all the people listening to us in those areas in Connecticut, I have family there, friends there. I have friends all over. I have friends that live probably where you're listening to me. But I grew up there, and I know how hard it hit that area right in the beginning. Well, New Jersey, part of the economy that slowly started to come back slowly was the casino business, because people forget, besides Vegas, there is action in New Jersey, especially Atlantic City. So with casinos, not just in Atlantic City, though, with casinos opening all over the place in New Jersey, here's what Governor Murphy in Jersey had to say about the virus.
If any visitor refuses to comply with these simple safeguards, you will be escorted out of the casino. We are not going to tolerate any knuckleheads trying to ruin it for those who wish to enjoy themselves responsibly, those who need to get back to work, especially if those knuckleheads could be spreading COVID-19.
All right, so the concern there is what the concern is in so many other places. Who's coming in that could be bringing it to the casino and from other areas, any of the casinos, and spreading it? And this is what they say in some other places as well, like Florida. Florida, now over 100,000 confirmed cases. Same thing. It depends on the county as to how bad it is. But part of that has to do with the woohoo, we're having a party in the sand. I mean, I say it all the time. I get it. Nothing like a day at the beach for me. And throughout my whole younger years, I would be probably right there with them. I don't know how good I would be at sand volleyball, but I guarantee my mother would strangle me if she knew that I was on a beach when they were warning about the virus and I was on top of all those other people. And then we see what happened with the spread. So Memorial Day was disastrous for Florida. And they added almost 3,500 new cases on Sunday. So Florida, South Carolina are setting records. I mentioned already Texas. And then there are other places in the country where they're slowly opening up and it's working well. You're seeing the distancing still work. You're seeing that people are eating outside, listening to music outside, being pretty cautious about it. I mean, it is a personal thing. And then you see the sad faces, the young, pretty faces, and handsome dudes that go on TV and say, oh, I had no idea. I thought it was a joke, man. We were partying, and I was making fun of COVID. And then they were on a ventilator. So when I look at Florida and I think of the people listening to the show there, and I think of all the people that I care about that live in Florida up and down, oof, it is just like one big red sore because of how many cases are there and, of course, what's happened there. So it's interesting. I would love to kick open the door on the show and say, wow. Can you believe it? We have a vaccine. Oh, my gosh. There's a cure for this, for this monster that has put us on edge in 2020. But we can't say that yet. The push is on. There's no question. The trials are starting. They've already happened. A big one is kicking in. Moderna, I've talked about that in July, 30,000 people, and there's a lot of hope pinned to that. But for now, there is no cure for this. At LAX, knowing, hey, we want people to come through here, they're talking about testing people with cameras. So when people depart and when they arrive, they're talking about this new screening process that they get to, before they get to security points, walking past cameras that can flag people with a fever. So it's a pilot program. It's thermal imaging cameras at the departure entrances, at the corridor for international arrivals in the airport, in the Tom Bradley International Terminal there, and they're going to see what happens, and then the signs direct people to the area where the cameras are stationed. And if you have a temperature of a 100.4 or higher, then they pull you out. You know, I guess that's what they're doing. Although they're saying participation could be voluntary, and the airport's not going to stop anyone from continuing their journey during the pilot part of this. They're just going to let you know. And they used this in Asia with the SARS epidemic, and it worked apparently really well. And this is very similar to what they did there. They're using three types of cameras, and they're doing 2 6-week trials with input from Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the TSA, of course, Customs and Border Protection, and they're going to see how well it works. If they can really detect that, what it comes up with, and how well it absolutely took when we were talking about Asia and the SARS epidemic. So hopefully, especially since it's their choice in the pilot program, people will go through it, because then they can be tested and see how well it works, that whole sort of thing, which would be tremendous. All right, that's part of what you talked about in the mailbag. Coming up, we're going to hit the mailbag. And when I say that, you know, you can go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and let me know what you're thinking and what's happening in your area, because it is true. Every area is different as to how much better it is, how much worse it is. Like, again, New York was horrible, but now New York is really, really opening up. So it's a different world in New York. There's people going back to parks. There's streets that are a little more crowded, and people look like they're doing social distancing. So that's the good news there. It was a slow, slow roll. In other parts of New York, it's working. In other parts of New Jersey, it's working. In Connecticut, too, as well. And there are other places in the Midwest and in the Southeast, etc. Not Arizona, not Texas, not Florida. There's some big scares happening there, and not South Carolina. Go to the mailroom. Meet me there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump indicated that he's open to a second round of stimulus payments as the U.S. economy continues to reel from the coronavirus pandemic. Asked in an interview with Scripps Local Television News whether he's going to give Americans another round of checks, Trump responded, "Yes, we are. We are. We're going to be doing another stimulus package. It'll be very good and very generous." When asked how much money it will be, he said, "You'll find out about it very soon." A White House official also said a new round of direct payments is part of something the economic team is studying, but no decisions have been made as of yet. In March, Congress approved up to $1,200 per person in direct payments for individuals making less than six figures to help cushion the blow of the pandemic. The IRS said in early June that over 159 million stimulus payments had been processed. Stay updated at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. A U.S. Army soldier stationed overseas has been charged with passing along information about his unit's planned deployment, intending to get extremist groups to attack it. Army Private Ethan Phelan Melzer faces a host of federal attempted murder charges handed up by a federal grand jury that carry a maximum sentence of life in prison. John Demers, in charge of the Justice Department, said Melzer planned a deadly ambush on his fellow soldiers in the service of a diabolical cocktail of ideologies laced with hate and violence. A noose was found in the garage stall of a black stock car racer, Bubba Wallace, according to NASCAR. The FBI is now vowing to investigate. The discovery was made before a postponed race at Talladega Super Speedway in Alabama. NASCAR had banned the Confederate flag from all of its events, and the stunning action was taken in the wake of George Floyd's death. Wallace, the only black driver in NASCAR's top series, has been vocal in recent weeks about stopping racial injustice. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Get in the mail bag.
I know. I say it all the time. Do you feel like that right now? Do you feel like that? Well, we're going to really pump it up for you. So many people flooded the mailroom that I waded through and grabbed as many as I could. So let's rock into it. This one is from Joseph, who says, "Kate, what about this ding-dong soldier making us all embarrassed in the Army who planned an attack on members of a unit, gave classified information to this neo-Nazi punks, unbelievable." And I was stunned. And I guess he just came clean and now is facing massive terrorism charges after giving up that info, which could have turned out to be incredibly deadly. Yeah, that was a strange story. I'm glad you brought that up, Joseph, because here's what the scoop is. You were right. You didn't describe the whole thing. He gave up the location, the movement, the security of the people in his own unit. Let me say that again. His own unit. Never leave a brother behind. Are you kidding me? To this violent, not a neo-Nazi group, a violent occult neo-Nazi group. That little word, occult, is bigger. So they were going to do this mass jihad attack against the troops. It was a white supremacist group with satanic leanings, and they were going through with it. Wow. I mean, all of it. It was the order of the nine angles. And the intel was supplied by this Army private, Ethan Metzler is his name. And it was about the troops, of course, that were stationed overseas. And this is a terrible, terrible, group. I mean, they praise Adolf Hitler and Osama bin Laden, and they've carried out plenty of violent acts and murders in the past. So this was could have been a horrific thing. And I guess he joined the group in 2019, the year after, by the way, he joined the Army, before he began plotting the attack. And he's from Louisville, Kentucky. He was reading and gathering propaganda from a bunch of extremist groups like O9A and ISIS. And, this is what he was doing. He was supplying information, getting these encrypted messages to members of the group. And they were going back and forth about it. They were trading these messages. And, of course, after his arrest, he admitted to the plan. Said his goal was, my goal is to kill as many service members as possible. Yeah. And he said he was a traitor. I'm a traitor against the U.S. And I plan on doing it. So they'll nail him to the wall, and they should. He was going to try to take out, the idea was to take out as many fellow soldiers as possible. I mean, eerie. I just think of the guys, and maybe the women too, that served with him, how chilling that would be to hear that. Bobby on Bubba, listening to us in West Virginia. Thumbs up, Kate Delaney, to all who support Bubba Wallace. Ridiculous that a noose was found in his garage again. Now he has to have security. The FBI is investigating. But what I loved the best is, even though the cup race at Talladega was suspended or postponed, I love that people were so outraged, other drivers, others that were on the track, that they paraded behind Bubba Wallace. And this is all over the Confederate flag, which has long been something in NASCAR that's floated around in the infield, and you've seen it with fans carrying it in. But, of course, NASCAR banned the Confederate flag from the racetracks after Wallace, who is the only black driver in the Cup Series, lobbied to have them removed. So this is obviously targeting him. That's a known fact, and that's why the FBI is investigating it. But I like that the NASCAR good guys followed him down the straightaway. It's just, absolutely outrageous and sick. And the fact that the drivers united for him is something that I think people won't long forget. I mean, it's a time for change. That's it. I mean, it worked before. It's not working now. There were even people that drove up to the gates with the flags and then took them down. There was a plane that, and I saw this, so thanks for that, Bobby. There was a plane that was dragging, one of those banners behind, and it said Defund NASCAR, and it had a Confederate flag. Seriously? Good for Bubba. Good for the people that stood behind. I mean, some really classy guys. People have been on this show. A long time ago, I had the pleasure of having a conversation with Richard Petty. And Richard Petty, he's there. Of course he was there. 82-year-old. He was the one who made sure that the number 43 that Wallace drives was ready to roll and was there with all the support, etc. And Petty hadn't gone to a race since COVID-19, since the pandemic started. So he was there to support Wallace, and there were so many others that were there too. Yeah, just sad, right? Sad. Even if you disagreed, even if they disagreed for whatever racism, if you trace it back, the roots of that, there's all that anger and frustration and the roundabout conversations about history versus what was and what is. I mean, look, the bottom line is Live in the present. We're in the present right now. This guy's racing. This guy's a good guy. He shakes fans' hands. He's popular with people. Doesn't matter what color he is. He's very, very popular. And he's popular with the drivers. So, I mean, cut the crap. Why is that happening? Why is somebody doing that? I just don't get it. And again, you know what? You could disagree even. But this is what the rule is. So that's it. You had 5,000 fans who show up. And, you know, that's it. And people ran to the fence to shake his hands, to give him a high five. I mean, the sport's changing. The sport is changing. That's the deal. All right, let's go to Jake in Austin. Jake says, hey, Kate, I'll tell you what. To say we live in interesting times, it just seems almost foolish to say. But it seems like every day there's some other kind of hysteria going on, whether it's to do with the pandemic, whether it's to do with people getting together, not wearing masks, arguing over their rights being taken away, or people who say they should wear a mask. It seems like we have more discord in this country. Or do you think people are just going stir crazy? Well, I think it's a combination. I say that the reason I started this show was not for nothing. Whether you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, can't we have the conversation? Some of the people that I admire the most in my life are hardcore Republicans, and then others are definite Democrats, because I was raised to listen to the conversation, to be involved, to find out, you know, where you were in the community, to stand up for people, to be able to talk, whether you are diabolically opposed to whatever the position is. And it used to be that way. I mean, it used to be that way. But now it's just become we've just become so polarized. And I do think there's the stir craziness thing that's happening too. So you throw in being polarized, being stir crazy, and lining up like a sports team, us against them, and you and me, and etc. And it just has seemed to escalate, I guess, is the right way to say that. Probably. All right, let's move on to something else. So, I did get a bunch about the Bubba Wallace thing. And then I got some about the president and Tulsa. I got this one from Harry, who says, man, I got to tell you, as somebody who voted for Trump, and I don't like some of the things he's done, I like some of the other things that he's done. Sometimes I think things are exaggerated around him. Sometimes I think it's just insane, the things that happen, that he's even decided to do, that I would just leave alone. But the bottom line is, whoever gave him that information that there was going to be a million people there really did a number on him, because that was what it was all about, that there was going to be so many people at this rally, and then the rally fell short. Do you think it was because there were so many of those fake registrations, Kate, or do you think it was because of the COVID scare that kept people away? I think that it could have been a combination, but there were plenty of people that weren't worried, or some had masks on, some didn't have. Some had, like, Trump masks on, or MAGA masks, so to make America great again, or whatever. There were definitely people that were wearing masks, and then there were definitely people that weren't. And there were people that lined up for days, through rain, through everything, to, like, they were in a rock concert that were there in Tulsa. I do think that it might have dissuaded some people, because, of course, the numbers, thinking that, okay, well, you know, I'm not getting into this, and I'm not going to the overflow thing, I think it could have cut into the crowd. So probably a combination, maybe. And, you know, let's see what happens with the people who came out of that rally, if any of them test positive, because, of course, then you got to go the tracing route. But you had the campaign staffers who went to the rally that tested positive, and that's the thing. That's, you know, that he didn't want that to happen. They didn't want that to happen. Nobody wants anyone to get COVID-19, especially the advanced group and then the people who were there. Thanks for your email. Remember, KateDelaneyRadio.com. Meet you on the flip side. under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey, man, check it out, huh?
Can you feel the love in this room?
Clapaholics. And you know what that means? The cool things. We need some nice, don't we? We need some nice. So the cool things people are doing to help others and during this pandemic, during this time. And one of the things that's happening is because of the novel coronavirus and the spread, there are people who are donating blood. The Red Cross, the American Red Cross, really needed blood. And they're always looking for a sufficient blood supply, and they want to avoid any kind of potential shortages, of course. That's why the push is for donating blood no matter what. But especially when you see in some of the areas what's happening, how urgent it can be. Back in March, they were talking about facing a severe blood shortage because of the unprecedented number of blood drive cancellations because of the coronavirus. So they needed people to donate blood because patients are counting on that, because with the numbers growing, then the numbers for donating were absolutely going down. That's a horrible situation. And it's an uncertain time we're all in, right? And you think of the antibody test that's authorized by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and might indicate if the donor's immune system has produced antibodies to the coronavirus, regardless of whether they've developed symptoms or not. So for the next couple of months, the Red Cross blood, platelet, and plasma donations will be tested using samples obtained at the time of donation and sent to a testing lab, by the way, where the samples will also undergo routine screening and infectious disease testing, and a positive antibody test result does not confirm infection or immunity. But this is interesting because this is this extra part that has happened. So the desire is to broaden the health community, and what a smart thing. And there still is an urgent need for blood donations to meet the needs of the patients in hospitals, because you still have surgical procedures and treatments. And so what's really, really good is I talked to someone from the Red Cross, and they said, you know, people are doing it. People are calling in. They're calling our number. They're finding out where they can safely donate blood. So woohoo. And it wasn't, you know, it's all over the country, because I asked, well, pinpoint an area. In New York, they were doing it. In North Carolina, they were talking about it. In New Mexico, locations all over the place, the word was spreading and still is spreading. So absolutely, the need is great, but yay, in the last couple of weeks, it certainly has jumped up. So the Clapaholics applaud all of you who have done that. And by the way, you can always call them at 1-800-RED-CROSS, 1-800-RED-CROSS, or visit redcrossblood.org. Should you want to join the parade of people who say, okay, now this is, I can jump on this. This is how I can help people. That's one way I can make a donation. And here's something else that's been super, super tremendous. And this is tough to measure, but I'm measuring it in one neighborhood, my old neighborhood in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. There's a woman named Marsha Goldstein who has been like the constant texter. So the Clapaholics applaud her, meaning she's texting neighbors. She's calling neighbors constantly, like on the phone tree. I'm calling it the life phone tree. So neighbors that she's not seeing them all the time. They weren't people that hung out and she saw them every Friday or whatever, but they're neighbors. They're maybe two blocks over or something, to make sure they're okay. Do they need something? Are they stuck at home? Are they older and can't get out? And she set up this system where people are delivering food, you know, even simple things. If it's somebody just needs tissues, or they need something little from the store, you know, whatever it might be. So instead of knocking on the door, getting and coming up with a consistent list, developing that, you know how long that can take, and then being the person who's in charge of that. And I think she gave me a great idea, and I thought that I would pass it on to all of you. You could be that love your neighbor person who starts that tree and volunteer to do that. And you know what? Here's the thing. When you give, if someone told me a long time ago, it's so true, you get. Because it's been proven that good deeds actually reduce physical pain. They did a study on this at the National Academy of Sciences in the good old USA, and the researchers looked at the impact of being a Good Samaritan in 280 people through two pilot studies and three experiments. They scanned the brains, the MRI scans of patients' brains, found that an act of perceived kindness had an instant deactivating impact on a portion of the brain that registers painful stimulation, the prefrontal cortex. And in one experiment, because that's why I picked the blood to talk about, volunteers who gave blood following an earthquake were found to experience less pain than those who did it as part of a routine test, despite a larger needle being used for the volunteer. So how about that? I'm not shocked by that the pain, your pain kind of, it kind of goes away, even if it's temporarily, because of what you're doing to help other people, right? And that act act of altruism, I guess, is you can take that as a supplement to whatever the pain medication is. And this is what's happened with, you know, COVID. Here's something good that happened that I was reading about the other day. There was somebody that left and of course they must have had money, $9,400 tip to pay restaurant staff during the pandemic. So how cool is that? I mean, wow. Just plopping it down, knowing that, you know, people are stuck. And this was at Irma's in the Southwest in Houston, where somebody was there catching a dinner and getting the takeout, and they knew that there was people struggling, and they were struggling there, obviously. So they said and wrote on it, "This is real. This is the tip," and said that give $300 each to 30 employees. Wow, that is an awesome thing for someone to do. Money or not, right? Money or not. There was even a banker who was trying to be that good Samaritan person who was fired for giving $20 to a struggling customer. There was a story like this, like a year ago, but there was somebody that gave $20 out of her own pocket to a customer, but it kind of backfired on her because they even put her paycheck on hold because you can't do that, I guess. That even, hey, you're pulling it out of your own pocket, but you can't do that when you're working at a window and somebody's going through the drive-through thing, you know what I mean? And you can't do it. I was like, wow. That kind of unfortunately backfired, but it was a nice thing to do, realizing that somebody was struggling, right? I mean, and it made me think about this in looking at these clapaholics and people leaving things for people on their porches, people randomly sending people food and doing these good deeds. Another study I unearthed said that most Americans average about 5 good deeds a month. That warms my heart. All the negative things we're talking about, right? And how about that? So are you out there doing 5 good things a month at least? That's, wow. I mean, that's tipping the scales in the right direction. Whether it's something simple, holding a door open for somebody, paying for their food when they're behind you at the drive-thru at McDonald's or, you know, wherever. Whatever it happens to be, it doesn't have to be something giant. And that's the key thing. It doesn't have to be giant. More clapaholics coming up later this week, specifically some amazing people that are doing wild things to help others and the sacrifices they're making, and they don't care. It's all about giving, giving, giving. On that note, we're stepping aside. Thanks for listening to this hour. Remember, hey, we're still all in this together. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.